The death toll is rising. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A massive 7.8 magnitude earthquake hitting southern Turkey and northern Syria early Monday. At least 360 people have been killed and hundreds more injured. Rescue workers searching the rubble of toppled buildings. Military crews continuing in their recovery efforts of debris from a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down off the Carolina coast Saturday. Republicans denouncing the Biden administration for not shooting down the balloon earlier. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio telling ABC's This Week that the U.S.'s response gives an appearance of weakness.
The message they're trying to send the world is, look, these guys can't even do anything about a balloon flying over U.S. airspace. How can you possibly count on them if something were to happen in the Indo-Pacific region? How can you count on them if they're not going to do anything about a balloon over U.S. airspace? How are they going to come to the aid of Taiwan or stand with the Philippines or Japan or India when the Chinese move on their territory?
President Biden telling reporters on Saturday that he had given the command to the Pentagon to shoot down the balloon on Wednesday, but the Pentagon waited until it was safe to do so. China saying the balloon was a civilian aircraft used for weather research and that it had been blown off course. Russian forces continuing with its barrage of attacks on Ukraine.
Heavy fighting continues around the eastern strategic city of Bakhmut, as reports indicate Russian forces are close to cutting off supply lines in that area. Now, there are reports on the ground, and they are matching the reports in British intelligence assessments that also indicate two key roads leading into this area are at risk of being lost to the Russian advance. Russian forces continue to use strategies that are difficult for Ukrainian troops to defend against.
That's Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders is slated to give the Republican response to President Biden's State of the Union address on Tuesday. Sanders was recently elected governor of Arkansas. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Sanders may best be known for sparring with White House reporters when she served as the White House spokeswoman under President Trump. But she went on this past fall to easily win the Arkansas governor's election, a position her father, Mike Huckabee, has held as well. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy praised her as their pick this year.
The first woman governor in Arkansas and the very first father-daughter ever to be governor of a state is going to give our State of the Union response.
Huckabee Sanders says she will focus on conservatives' optimism and said we're ready to begin a new chapter in the story of America to be written by a new generation of leaders ready to defend freedom against what she called the radical left.
Most U.S. patients will have to wait several months to receive the first drug proven to slow Alzheimer's due to minimal insurance coverage and other issues. The Food and Drug Administration approved Leqembi in January. Grammy politics were on full display Sunday.
Beyonce was late and Madonna was Madonna at the 65th Annual Grammy Awards on CBS, hosted by Trevor Noah. There were several firsts for the telecast. Beyonce is now the most awarded artist, and Kim Petras won for pop duo performance with Sam Smith for Unholy.
Sam graciously wanted me to accept this award because I'm the first transgender woman to win this award.
Sound courtesy of the Recording Academy, while the First Lady, Jill Biden, handed out the Best Song Grammy to surprise winner Bonnie Raitt. And this year's show featured a 50th tribute to hip hop.
That's Fox's Michelle Polino in Los Angeles. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.